Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the fastest in the league, he steals the base, hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base.
That's right. Bobby Baseball, Royals, Yankees, playoffs, Kansas City, October, brisk, cold, dark by 6:30.
Yeah, I don't like the dark by 6:30, though.
Oh, God, I do.
Oh, God, I hate it. Oh, it stinks. My daughter was working last night. She goes, you're going to have to drop me off. I go, what time do you get off of work? And she goes, 7:30. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be pitch black out at that time now. I got to come get you. You can't take the scooter anymore because the sun is not out. So yeah. I don't like the 6:30 sundown, but I do enjoy some playoff baseball. I love the fact that it's 6 o'clock tonight out at Kauffman Stadium, and Vern will be out there as well with us celebrating with Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Royals fans. That's where we find our guy Josh Vernier. And Verner, you're up early for a game tonight. You ready to go?
Oh, I can't wait. I thought morning show hosts would love when it gets dark early because it kind of guides you to bed.
No, not at all.
I love it.
I can go to bed in any kind of, light and whatnot, but to me, it just signals the end of summer. Like, I was driving around yesterday going, I'm ready for spring. Like, I hate winter, Vern, those cold, dark nights, the gray sky. January and February suck, but it's going to be so much better with a World Series championship, and it's not hyperbole for me anymore. I look at the way that this team is built, Josh, and I just don't see how the Yankees are going to win this series and who's going to beat the Royals. They're doing it in every aspect of the game right now.
Yeah, no, again, coming away from that Game 2 victory, the feeling that was undeniable was the fact that this team does indeed feel like it's in total control because, yeah. Man, all you need to do is remember what first made you believe in this team. Whether it happened to you in April, May, maybe it took you until June, maybe you waited until after the All-Star break. There was a point during the regular season, not saying that in June you knew that the Royals were going to have the Yankees on the ropes and they were going to be on the cusp of the ALCS. But whatever that point was over the course of the regular season where you said, wow, this isn't same old Royals. This is a good team that's going to compete until game 162 at worst. When that happened, the reason why that happened was Reagans and Lugo, the defense, the base running, Bobby, Salvi, maybe even you were dialed into the stats and you knew that Vinny was as clutch as they come. Well, all those things are still there, and now the reason why I think you feel that way, Bob, is because what you're seeing from Zerpa and Schreiber, Bubich, Urseg, we haven't seen Daniel Lynch, but he hasn't given up a run in more than a month. The bullpen, to me, is what takes this team to another level because, yes, as we saw in Game 1 and Game 2, Waka nor Reagans get two or finish, really. Neither one finishes the fifth inning, and I wasn't sweating it. Man, if you would have told me in April, May, June, July, August, or game 162 that Waka and Reagans wouldn't record an out in the fifth inning in game 1 and 2, respectively, of the ALDS, I'm definitely chalking it up as a Royals loss. How many conversations did we have about, well, we all know how this season ends. The season ends when the bullpen gags away a lead in October. A good bullpen puts you right on the same level, in my opinion, as the San Diego Padres. Padres might be a touch bit more well-rounded, even with the loss of Joe Musgrove. But that's why, in my opinion, I feel like this team's in total control. I think that's the reason for your optimism as well. There just isn't a team as well-rounded. There are other good teams. There's no great teams. But I don't see a team that is far and away in a different class than the boys in blue.
No, I think it's going to be a San Diego Kansas City World Series, Vern. I think that could be the most exciting World Series, you know, I mean, just from an atmosphere standpoint, a player standpoint, like those are two fun teams to watch play. And I think America will love them. You know, I don't know if this is going to change baseball in a sense, but like your big spenders are not built to win in the postseason. And we see it all the time now. The Yankees are great for the regular season, and then they fizzle. The Dodgers the same way. We're looking at the Phillies getting ready to be eliminated. Those are your three biggest spenders in baseball, and they're all going to be eliminated in the DS because they're not built the right way. Like, money gives you the opportunity to do things that other smaller teams don't have, but you have to have the right mix of players, and money doesn't buy chemistry. Money doesn't buy success. Money doesn't buy you the ability to go out there and play free and clear, which the Royals are doing. And the Yankees aren't, man. Like, if you're not smiling and having fun, you're not giving yourself an opportunity to win. And that's kind of where I see the Yankees and Royals right now.
Yeah. You say go out there and have fun. It reminded me of, even though it's a terrible show, the names are big time. The Fox pregame on for Major League Baseball, Big Poppy last night,
Big Poppy said it, yeah.
Yeah. His message to Mookie Betts and Mookie goes deep right out of the gate. A few things to that. First of all, as far as a possible Padres-Royals World Series, that would be unmatched, right? Padres have never won a world title, and Kansas City is as raucous as they come. For as much as some might think, oh, baseball would want Yankees and Dodgers, and maybe they would, man, if Game 2 isn't the perfect example of why you don't want to see that, Yankees fans left the game early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a 2-run, 3-run game, and they were taken off in the 8th inning. Dodgers fans don't show up until the 5th inning. No, I want no part of a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. I want, you know, my wife and her family are going to the game tonight, and they're going to be walking through the gates the second that they open. That's Kansas City, right? We're getting in there, and like Eric Hosmer and Salvi used to talk about from the 2014 wildcard game, they knew it was different the second they came out to warm up. Not first pitch or when you are going live on national TV, so start waving the towels. No, when they're coming out to stretch, the place is already rocking. So that's what I'm expecting tonight. As far as the fun that the Padres and the Royals are having, that's also a reflection of likely the top two candidates for executive of the year. AJ Preller and JJ Piccolo have done a great job of maneuvering on the fly, right? JJ's retooled this bullpen twice over the course of the past 12 months, and AJ Preller's always moving and shaking, and it seems to be it's working out for him this season. Now, as far as the build of a Yankees, a Dodgers, the Phillies, I think that's more of a reflection of the postseason structure. Now, I was never really a believer in the Yankees, and the injuries to the Dodgers rotation, I think you knew eventually was going to do them in. If you don't have anybody that can record it out in the fifth inning, in the fourth inning, right? Yankees starters haven't gone deeper than 3 1/3 in like 3 or 4 postseasons. Denny Matthews says this all the time. Baseball's postseason is now built to eliminate the better team.
Yeah.
You know, you're not saying that the Yankees are a better team than the Kansas City Royals. But the home teams, the teams that get that home field advantage, get the top seeds, it's not always built to their advantage. And as we all know with the game of baseball, anything can happen. That's why when you're playing 162, I don't see a need for a dozen teams to make the postseason. I know who the four best teams are, who the six best teams are in the sport. I don't need a tournament to this extent, but this is where the money's made, so I understand why baseball does it. I'm not a big fan of it. So I don't think it's a knock necessarily on the Phillies. I think the Phillies are still a great team, and I still think they got a pretty good chance with Zach Wheeler going in Game 5. I think it's more of a, this is a game where it's about who's hot. And, you know, Detroit's hot, the Royals are hot, the Padres are hot, and the Mets are red hot right now.
Yep.
So those are the teams that look like they're going to move on to the CS.
Well, Vern, unfortunately, I didn't get to ask you a question. You got a busy day. I got to get you going.
I'm long-winded, dog. That's okay. Fired up. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'll see you tonight. I'll sit right next to you and hold your hand if you want. But have a good one, and we'll have a bunch of action tonight with the Yankees and the Royals in Game 3 with Seth Lugo.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you very much,
Appreciate
Vern. Take
it.
Care.
You bet.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.